Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. We're talking about the NFIB's Index for Small Business Optimism. And Bill, thanks again for being here. Labor markets, that was pretty much a push this month, wasn't it?
It was. It looks like, you know, not a whole lot happened one way or the other. And, of course, you know, I mean, we're somehow, the private sector firms like ours or ADP or whatever that look at labor markets, we seem out of sync with the Department of Labor, so we have to figure out what's going on there. If you go back 2 months, you know, DOL was, Department of Labor was saying we had very little job creation, like 140,000 and so on, and we had great numbers. ADP mm-hmm. had great numbers, and then they found nothing. Well, then last month, we didn't find anything. We found very flat job creation, so there shouldn't have been a whole lot there, and the Department of Labor finds, you know, 250,000 jobs. So I don't know.
Right. What do you think is the issue?
Well, it's probably just methodology, and it takes a long time for the Department of Labor to collect all of the data from the state bureaus, the labor bureaus, which is the way they collect the data. And then aggregated up over 50 states.
But they're taking all industries, right? I mean, they're taking the whole economy. Yours is more focused, right?
Well, we're focused, you know, on, I mean, everybody's a member of NFIB. I mean, there's no industry that's not represented there.
But typically it's not, I mean, isn't the Labor Department catching Exxon and IBM and those guys?
Oh, sure.
They're not part of your world.
They get the big ones as well, but it could be but they're not the big employers. I mean, you know, the most valuable firms in the stock market today, you know, employ 200 people,
right? Right.
Because they don't need any,
right?
So that's not where the employment is necessarily. The employment is out in the labor-intensive sector, and that's small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it takes a long time for them to get all the data put together, and so we're probably, you know, off by a month, so to speak.
Right.
They get data versus when we get data. Ours is pretty fresh and coming right
mm-hmm.
out of.
Yours would be leading indicator. You know, I was in meetings this week with some folks, and one of the people in there gave a report that they were having an increased difficulty in competing for jobs. So these are professional jobs. These are, you know, people are making, you know, are going to make $100,000 or more eventually. They'll start out close to that. So these are not service jobs. And so for the first time in a while, they're having to ramp up their game to get those people. So I took that as good news.
Yeah, exactly.
Not for them, but for the economy.
Yeah. Yeah, quits are, we watch the quits, people actually leave a job to go get another job. That's usually a good sign. You know, in bad times, you don't quit your job because you don't have, you know, you don't know where you're going to go from there. But in good times, when jobs are more plentiful, you see the quit rate go up because people are moving to get better pay, better whatever they're looking for.
Right.
And that has certainly been a lot stronger, you know, the last year or so. So we're glad to see that pick up, and of course, we have seen amongst our small business members, you know, an increasing number of firms saying that they're raising worker comp. So that's also typical of those kinds of
sales.
Times.
So, let's move over and talk about sales. Sales are up, but pricing strength is not is down. So are those things go together?
They can, you know. I mean, there's. You sell widgets, then the question is, you know, how much do you get for them? So you can, you know, without having a price increase, or, you know, you could look at gasoline. Gasoline prices are falling, but the volume, the number of gallons being sold is going up. So, those are the two things that kind of go together.
Well, they do, don't they? I mean, if you've it makes you wonder why they would do that. Why would they lower the price? Whenever sales go up and pricing power goes down, let's say the pricing power came first and then the sales, that's a little bit of desperation, isn't it?
Well, it could be. Yeah. obviously our firms are doing pretty well without raising prices. We've had a long spell where, you know, only 2 or 3 or sometimes 0% of our firms report raising prices, but their report about profit trends have been improving gradually. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those kinds of worlds, you know, where if your costs are going down, why, you see that as an opportunity to get more market share, and so you,
right,
you know, maybe change your prices to attract more customers from your competitors.
So capital spending and credit, I'm going to put those two together. Both of those are down.
Capital spending drifted down a little bit, and you know, plans for that went down, and that's not good, because if we're going to raise worker productivity, we've got to have better equipment, you know, better capital for our workers to work with, and that did go down, and the percent who said they've actually made an outlay went down a little bit.
Right.
So that's disappointing, and you know, it's still true that since 2007 till now, you know, capital spending has not been good. So if you
and
look
more
at
people
long-run trend,
said they didn't want to borrow money last year, last month, and earlier.
Right, they didn't want to borrow money.
Neither of those indicators are good news for the economy, Bill.
No, that's right. And longer term, of course, what it says is for the last 8 to 10 years, we haven't been adding to our capacity like
that's
we
right.
usually.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We'll take a quick break, folks. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.